Dear friends, as I mentioned in the beginning of our service, over the next 6 weeks, we're going to be taking a look at the book of Zechariah. We know the date when this was written. You'll notice in the reading that Debbie said in the first verse, it just nailed it. In the eighth month of the second year of the reign of Darius, we think that's about 640 BC. Just a little background on when this happened. And over the next 6 weeks, you're going to hear a sermon on these different visions that Zechariah had to these people that were living in 640 BC. But they're words that are really poignant for today. Today's just the opening of Zechariah and this thought of repentance. I want to talk about it here for just a few brief moments to kind of set the table for where we're headed. And to do that, I got to pull out these binoculars here. Binoculars have their advantage, don't they? How many of you have binoculars? Probably everyone does. I hope you got binoculars. They really have an advantage because you're able to kind of look out and see something that's kind of far away, and you can really focus in on what that item is, whatever you're looking at. Where we live, some of you know right where we live in Grand Oaks, and across the street from where we live, there is a retention pond. There's a street, and then a fence, and then behind the fence, there's a pond. And practically every day, maybe not every day, but every other day, there's a blue heron that flies in from the fields behind the trees and lands in that pond. It's an opportunity to go and grab the binoculars and take a look. You really focus in on the beauty of that blue heron, and you forget about everything else. You could have a beautiful rainbow in the background. Doesn't matter. You could have a car like speeding down the street. Doesn't matter. Miles could be hanging from the roof. Doesn't matter. You're looking to see the blue heron. That's a big advantage, isn't it? I actually think that we like to wear spiritual binoculars. And let me give an example here. I think we like to wear spiritual binoculars so that we can focus on the flaws and mistakes of other people. So let's just try that out here for a second. I'm looking back over here. And I see someone that didn't shave this morning. I'm not going to say their name. I'm looking back over here in the very corner, back over there. Yeah, I see someone that didn't get a lot of sleep last night. Over here, oh, there's somebody that's got some split ends. I can see them. Their hair is so healthy. Oh, man. I'm joking. It was Rob. It's kind of fun having spiritual binoculars because you can really focus in on the faults and mistakes that everyone else has. It's as if nothing else exists at all. Can you relate to that a little bit? Well, tonight we want to be thinking about spiritual binoculars, and the encouragement is to think about the disadvantage of having binoculars up, and that is you forget what is right in front of you. You forget maybe the flaw or mistake that exists on you. A couple years ago, we were driving through Yellowstone, and I was driving. I was the driver. Alicia was in the passenger seat, and there was kind of a cliff right below Alicia, maybe 3 feet off. She may recall. She remembers things far better than I do. So whenever I tell stories, go talk to her. But I was driving and I was looking up kind of a mountain, and it was one of those moments where I saw a bear and the bear's cub. And it was one of those moments that I wanted to go back and kind of grab the binoculars, even though I was driving the car. And Alicia just shouted out, "Look what's right in front of you!" And, right to the side was that cliff. How close am I to kind of what happened there?
Close.
Yeah, it was somewhat like that. Every once in a while, we need someone to shout out to us and say, look at what's right in front of you. Put down the spiritual binoculars. Now, I share that little story because I actually think that's kind of the role of repentance in the Bible. You see this teaching throughout the Bible of repentance, and it's right here in Zechariah, about 640 years before Jesus came. Zechariah sharing this message. In verse 3, it says essentially this: "If you return to me, says the Lord of hosts, Then I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts.